Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 210. It is very important in GNM learning to understand exactly which tissue or organ is involved in a medical condition. Just as the subcutaneous connective tissue we studied, there is another important tissue in our body called fat tissue, having almost the same functions. Fat tissue is found subcutaneously and around internal organs or viscera. It is always a thin layer of tissue having an insulating and supportive functions. Fat tissue is composed of fat cells or adipose cells and few elastic fibers of loose connective tissue. Needless to say, the fat tissue originates from the new mesoderm and is controlled from the cerebral medulla. There are many similarities with connective tissue for the fat tissue. There is crossover correlation from brain to the organ. It shares the same brain relays along with bones, skeletal muscles, lymph vessels, anodes, blood vessels and connective tissue. Its control centers are orderly placed in brain from head to toes. Its biological conflict is the same light self-devaluation conflict or loss of self-worth. The specific self-devaluation conflicts are also the same as bones and joints. Being derived from the mesoderm and controlled from the cerebral medulla, its biological conflict is also a self-devaluation conflict called light self-devaluation conflict or loss of self-worth. The principle of biological handedness is applicable, whether the conflict is mother-child related or partner related is important for affection of the side. Just as connective tissue or any other new mesodermal tissue, here in the case of fat tissue also, there is cell loss or necrosis during conflict activity and cell proliferation with swelling due to edema or fluid accumulation during the first part of the healing or PCLA. Here again, the healing phase symptoms depend on the intensity and duration of the conflict and subjectivity of the person. The medical conditions found during the healing phase of the program of the fat tissue are different from the connective tissue or any other new mesodermal tissue we studied. It is with these conditions that the so-called patients are presented, and it is the duty of the medical attendant or physician to identify the tissue, location in the body, etc. in the case of fat tissue. The first common condition is lipoma. Very often this is confused with a neurofibroma. It is a localized swelling commonly found underneath the skin. The site is decided by the specific self-devaluation conflict. For example, if it is found on the neck, intellectual self-devaluation is the conflict. If in the right side, in a right-handed person, the conflict is partner-related. If the fat nodules found under the skin are smaller, such growths are called xanthomas. The site of affection and the type of self-devaluation conflict are related to each other. We will study one more very common medical condition occurring during the healing phase of the SBS of subcutaneous fat tissue, that is called cellulite or adiposis edematosa. It gives the skin a dimpled or lumpy appearance with fat pockets. This affects mainly women at the problem areas during the early age. Thighs and buttocks, when presented as too fat, the unattractiveness worsens the self-devaluation conflict. With swelling and inflammation, the affected area gives a fierce appearance with redness and presence of bacteria assisting during healing process. This condition is known as cellulitis. This is commonly found on legs, a conflict of not being able to keep up. Both literally and figuratively can be the nature of the self-devaluation conflict that affects the part of legs. Here again, the side of the leg decides whether mother, child or partner related. As in the case of any other tissue derived from the new mesoderm, in the case of fat tissue also, the nature's purpose is served during the healing phase. For example, after the cellulitis, the fat tissue of the legs become more strong to insulate and support the legs to enable him to stand up stronger. My best wishes are always with you to support your GNM studies. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.